Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Tim Cogshell and Leo Lowenstein. We begin with Shirley, biographical thriller which sets real-life horror writer Shirley Jackson in a fictional setting. Elizabeth Moss, Michael Stuhlbarg star. Tim?
Yeah, Shirley Jackson, who wrote The Lottery and The Haunting of Hill House, among many other wonderful horror stories. This is some good work being done by Elizabeth Moss and Michael Stuhlbarg, but excellent work also being done by young Odessa Young and Logan Lerman here.
Lael.
I thought this did a really good job of showing an author struggling with her inspiration, and particularly the way that the doubling is done between Odessa Young and Elizabeth Moss's characters. It's sort of an interesting look at a woman coming into her own.
Josephine Decker's the director. Sarah Gubbins wrote the screenplay. Shirley's rated R, available on streaming on Hulu and multiple on-demand platforms. The Netflix documentary Spelling the Dream takes us to the 2017 Scripps National Spelling Bee. Lael?
This is an excellent documentary that updates the Oscar-winning doc Spellbound from 18 years ago and looks at why the Indian American community has had such an impact on spelling bees and their success therein.
Tim?
Yeah, wonderful characters, these young Indian children who are so wonderful at this. What this documentary explains, the why, is not because of tiger moms and dads pushing children. No, this is what they do because they want to do it.
Spelling the Dream is rated G. Sam Rega, the director. It's on Netflix. Dykes Camera Action, a documentary giving the perspective and work of lesbian filmmakers. Carolyn Burler, the director. Tim?
Yeah, the lesbian filmmaking dynamic is somewhat different than the gay male dynamic. That's what this film explores, particularly that period in the early 90s when folks like Rose Troche were making films like Go Fish and Maria Magnetti, The Incredibly True Adventures of Two Girls in Love. A wonderful little look at that era.
Dykes Camera Action is on the Frida Virtual Cinema. It's unrated. And You Don't Know Me, the lead character in the film Showgirls from Paul Verhoeven back in 1995, a documentary about the film's afterlife. Lael?
This is a really interesting reconsideration of Showgirls, looking at it from its origins as a sort of failed mega hit to a cult classic, and it's quite absorbing, quite well done. I liked it.
Tim?
Principal thesis is that while Showgirls is an outlandish film, a good deal of that is on purpose, and even when it isn't, it's still extraordinary in many different ways.
You Don't Know Me, Jeffrey McHale, the director. It's unrated and available starting next week on multiple on-demand platforms. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for the full hour of Film Week.